producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al had to step out of the recording studio, so it is myself joined by Adrian Day of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, thanks for taking some time with us.
Well, thank you. Good to talk again.
To first kick off this segment, we need to talk about what the Fed is doing and has done this week. That is a 25 basis point rate rise. We didn't see, I would say, too much volatility in the markets, but moving through Thursday, when we are recording this, kind of midday on Thursday, we are seeing some pretty significant movements, especially in the precious metals. I want to first get your overall comments on the type of investing environment we have right now with a Federal Reserve that seems pretty dedicated on raising rates.
Yeah, a huge question, and of course it's something that's changing, as you indicated, changing by the minute or by the hour. I'm surprised how much volatility there has been in the market, and it's not, as you said, yesterday was pretty calm, but it's not just precious metals. I mean, you look at the S&P has given back today everything that it gained yesterday. I'm sort of a little bit staggered and a little bit bemused. I mean, anyone who didn't realize that the Fed might raise interest rates by 0.25% yesterday just wasn't paying attention. I mean, this was the most advertised interest rate hike in history, and investors have plenty of time to position themselves ahead of it. So to me, it's a little bit surprising, I must say, that the market has responded in such, all markets, or many markets, have responded so dramatically. I think there was concern or there was confusion on the part of some investors. Well, how will the dollar respond? Because obviously how the dollar responds affects gold and commodities. And as we saw, the dollar responded very positively, and therefore the gold and other commodities have responded negatively, not only because the dollar's up, in the case of gold in particular, but also because of a general concern of a tepid global growth environment, which is negative for commodities generally. But when we look ahead, there were two things that were interesting, or two things that we need to emphasize. One is Janet Yellen went out of her way repeatedly to emphasize that any interest rate hikes would be gradual. She used the word gradual multiple times in her press conference after the meeting. I don't think the 0.25% hike was not a surprise and wasn't really what got the market going. It was as everyone was really focused on the commentary and the press conference that came out afterwards. Press conference, Janet Yellen emphasized gradual several times, and that again wasn't a particular surprise. But I think the other thing that the market has focused on is, you know, this famous dot plot that the Fed members put out, which is their prediction of every individual member of the Fed governing board, and it's not they're not named, but every member predicts where interest rates will be, you know, the end of next year, the end of 2017, the end of 2018, and so on. And they've done this for several meetings now. And what the market sort of has picked up on is that dot plot prediction is only a prediction on the part of a Fed would imply there's a lot of divergence when you get out to 2017-18, but less divergence among them when you look at the end of 2016. And the median there would imply 4 interest rate hikes next year. that's a bit of a surprise to the market, because the dollar had maybe priced in 2 to 3 interest rate hikes next year. Gold had probably priced in 1 or 2 interest rate hikes next year. Nobody was really expecting, I think I'm right in saying, nobody was expecting 4 interest rates hikes next year. And so the market has looked at that and said, well, boy, you know, this is definitely strong for the dollar. If we're raising interest rates and nobody else is, but if we raise 4 times, that's a positive for the dollar. It's definitely a negative. It will be a negative for gold. I frankly don't think we're going to see 4 interest rate hikes next year. I just don't see that happening. And I think it's worth pointing out that these dot plots that the Fed has put out at each of their meetings have always been sort of pushed back. The interest rate predictions from the Fed at each meeting have just been pushed further into the future. So I think we're going to see that over the next 2 or 3 meetings. We'll see those predictions pushed back a little bit. I don't think we'll get 4 interest rate hikes next year. I don't think the U.S. economy is strong enough to support 4 hikes, nor are the financial markets, in my view. And if we don't see that, then the markets that have reacted in response to 4 hikes, like the dollar going up and gold going down, have the potential to then move in the opposite direction as it becomes clear that that's not going to happen.
Well, and I think the important part that a lot of people were looking at from Janet Yellen's press conference was their take on what's going on internationally, because one of the main reasons why they pushed back the rate hike in September was because of international concerns. And quite frankly, we only see worse things coming out internationally, something we will be covering in the second segment. I want to get your quick comment here on the forward-looking guidance for inflation, because even though the Fed doesn't have the inflation that they want, they seem pretty steadfast in believing that inflation will pick up. Do you think there is a possibility in this, especially if we see some of the commodities, especially oil, start to bottom and stop falling?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not a raging bull on inflation. I haven't been for several years. But I do think that the Fed is correct in this, that we're likely to see inflation pick up, but over the next, say, 12 months or so, as oil in particular bottoms, because oil really feeds into the inflation numbers, very strongly, as oil bottoms and begins to move up. And from the level it is now, you know, for inflation numbers to pick up, we don't need oil to go back to 100. We just need it to move up from where it is. You know, and if it gets back middle of next year, it gets back to 45, 55 range and stays there, then that will be a significant pickup, not just in the gasoline component of the inflation numbers, the CPI and the wholesale numbers, but also, of course, oil feeds into a lot of other things such as food. And so, yeah, that'll pick up inflation. I must say that it is highly ironic to hear a central bank talk about wanting higher inflation. And, you know, 2% might sound benign, but 2% inflation in itself involves the purchasing power of the dollar declining by 2% every year. And for a central bank that has the mandate to preserve the purchasing power of the dollar, and they've done an absolutely awful job in that in 100 years of their existence, you know, it's ironic to hear the central bank want to push up inflation. I would say be careful what you wish for. Because the problem with inflation is it can, and this is how I see it now, it can be very, very benign, and it can start to move up very, very slowly. But once you let that genie out of a bottle, we run the risk that it'll move up pretty dramatically. Remember, the Fed has been creating a lot of money over the last several years, over the last, since 2008 in particular. They were hardly disciplined before that under Alan Greenspan. But in particular, over the last seven years or so, they have increased the money supply tremendously, as everybody knows. Now, that money has not gone into the general economy. and therefore has not shown up in the inflation statistics. But the money still exists. It's gone to the banks. The banks have lent it to put it on deposit with the Federal Reserve.
Sorry, Adrian, we are out of time for this segment, but okay. We will continue this in the next segment. Everyone stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Adrian Day of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, you were talking about inflation and, in general, the money that the Fed has been printing over the last, let's say, 5 years now. You want to wrap that up for us, and then we can move into
Sure. But the point is that the money still exists. It's gone to the banks who put it on deposit with the Fed. But the money still exists. Now, we don't have time to get into it, but if the banking regulations change, if for whatever reason banks start lending that money out instead of putting it on deposit, the money still exists. So once they start lending it out and it gets into the real economy, then you could start to see inflation pick up, in my view, pretty dramatically. So I think inflation could be flat, benign for another year, 18 months. But at some point, you're going to start seeing it move up and then accelerate move up. And then, you know, so be careful what you wish for, I'd say, to the Fed.
Well, and I think that's a good point, because inflation really can get out of hand if you let it. And that's without even enacting some policies to get ahead of it. Now, Adrian, let's switch over to Asia right now, because you just came back from a conference over there. I wanted to get your overall assessment of what's going on, because it seems like there's a lot of stories in the media about how Asia is slowing, and this is one of the reasons why there's a big drag on the commodities. What was your takeaway from your trip there?
I think a couple of things. Certainly, if you look at China, I'm fairly benign on China. I mean, China's growth right now is just a tad under 7%. Some people say 6.5%, but, you know, 6.5 to 7%, that is no mean economic growth. That's the kind of growth that in this country we could only dream of. And I think it's worth noting, but if you think about it, 6.5 to 7% growth in 2015 with the size of the Chinese economy represents more absolute growth in absolute terms than did 10% back in 2011 or 14% back in 2006. Because of the growth in the Chinese economy. So China's economy is still growing. Of course, it's not growing as rapidly as it was in the past. When you think that over the last decade, China has been the primary contributor to global growth, then obviously a slowdown in the rate of growth, even though in absolute terms it's still growing, is of concern for the global economy. But anecdotally, I mean, you know, you look, just looking at business and so on, Shanghai is booming. You'd have to say this is a very dynamic economy over there. But I saw fewer construction cranes blocking roads than I did 3 years ago. But it is still booming. There's no question about that.
Now, do you have any comment on the comments that are made that China is moving more into a service-based economy, also more domestic economy, so they will be moving away from this manufacturing, high consumer of commodities?
That is happening, but that's the sort of dynamic process that you expect a newly industrialized country to go through. I mean, you know, Britain went through that with its industrial revolution. It hardly has any manufacturing now, and it's an almost entirely service economy. Countries do go through that sort of phase, so I don't see it as a good thing or a bad thing. I just see it as the way it is. And that's why you see the manufacturing numbers quite weak relative to other statistics in the country, such as GDP, but also other statistics, which are still quite strong. Manufacturing is weak. I think one thing that does indicate as the country moves through that process is that it gives the currency opportunity to actually strengthen. I'm not suggesting it'll strengthen this year, but over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll start to see the Chinese renminbi RMB start to appreciate. And when you think about it, when you're a manufacturing, export-oriented economy, you want a lower currency to make your exports more competitive. At some point, that dynamic changes, and you actually want a stronger currency so that the goods that you import become less expensive. And as China moves not just from a manufacturing to service, but also involved with that from an export-oriented economy to a more domestic-oriented economy, then the dynamic changes and you want a stronger currency at that point. And if you look on any kind of long-term fundamental basis, such as purchasing power parity, the Chinese currency is probably undervalued against the dollar by 20-25%, and many of the other Asian currencies are undervalued by 25 to, say, 30% for the Malaysian ringgit. And that's from the IMF, that's from The Economist, that's from the Peterson Institute. I mean, any of these studies show basically the same thing. Now, the other Asian currencies can't really strengthen until the Chinese currency strengthens. We're not talking about the yen here. We're talking about Asia outside Japan. Chinese currency starts to strengthen, then the other currencies will start to strengthen. But fundamentally, they're quite undervalued.
Now, Adrian, let's talk about the precious metals right now, because they are getting hit after the Fed meeting, at least a day after. We are well under the $1,100 mark for gold. Silver is under $14 an ounce. What's your takeaway from what we're seeing? It seems like there's a lot of negative news out there for gold.
I think what's really hit gold is the fact is this dot plot that I was talking about, and the expectation or the fear of 4 interest rate hikes next year. I mean, typically gold has actually responded positively after the first interest rate movement. And I think as the market focuses on the fact that there won't be 4 hikes next year and focuses on the gradual part of Yellen's message, I think gold could recover. But remember one thing, just to close, when market sentiment is negative, such as it is for gold, then everything that happens is viewed negatively. And until that sentiment changes, gold could be quite weak, I think.
How quickly do you think that sentiment can change for an asset like gold?
Oh, I think it can change very, very quickly, very dramatically. You really need the dollar to change, though. So I'm looking for a bit of a rally in the beginning of the year, January, February, March, but that's just a rally. But by mid-year, I think we'll see sentiment change, yeah, and the dollar weaker.
All right, Adrian, I think those are pretty accurate comments, especially when it comes to the precious metals. And I thank you for the update on what is going on in China. And it's a very important thing people do need to consider, that even though the percentage growth rate has slowed, when you look in absolute terms, that country is still growing quite aggressively, and the natural progression from a commodities production-based economy to a services-based economy is natural, it is healthy, and it does weigh a little bit on the growth rate, especially in percentage terms. So all of these are, I think, contributing to a slowdown in the precious metals. Adrian, thank you for your time. Everyone, go check out Adrian's website at adriandayassetmanagement.com. Thanks, Adrian.
Well, thank you, Corey. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al and myself have George Jarrow on the line. George is the Vice President of Precious Metals Strategist Global Futures over at RBC Capital Markets. George, I want to start off this interview by talking about the gold market. You follow the open interest in gold very closely on a daily basis, actually. I get your emails every morning and even sometimes throughout the day. Can you take us through what you've been noticing trend-wise in the precious metals over the last, let's say, week or so, considering we have seen a pretty big drop on Thursday and a bit of a comeback on Friday?
Yes, I think I can probably paint a graphic picture, and a picture is worth a thousand words, is that the first week of November, we were still in the neighborhood of 450,000 open futures contracts in gold on COMEX. Now, the reason I mention this is because all year we've been hanging around this 420,000-450,000 contract area, and the COMEX gold has, I think, become more important as a price mechanism than anything elsewhere in the world, because I noticed that even Shanghai has extended their trading hours so that they can avail themselves of the liquidity of the COMEX gold contract, which is the 100-ounce bar. And also, we've noticed that we see a lot of transactions that come through from foreign accounts, And so we are not just a futures trading or paper contract, as some people like to think, but we are physical because we make and take delivery of actual gold. And that gold is stored in Delaware, which is, of course, a tax-free state. The Delaware Depository is the COMEX gold depository for the 100-ounce bars. And John Potts, by the way, who runs that depository, told me that he's got plenty of bars so that all the conspiracy theories, which came out of the fact that recently gold has had a backwardation in the expiration of the last couple of futures contracts, so that December gold is worth more than February gold by about $1.30. That is not due to shortage in bars. That is due to the fact that the banks, because of the Volcker Rule and because of Dodd-Frank regulations, no longer are really holding bars and lending them out. So that is part of the so-called unintended consequences of regulation.
On Thursday, a lot of gold bugs had a huge scare. Gold was down as much as 26, 27 bucks an ounce.
Yes.
And then came back on Friday in spades.
Yes. Now let me go back to that. Now on Thursday and leading up to Thursday, on Friday, at first blush, when we saw the Fed raise by a quarter point, and of course you had triple digit up moves in stocks, you had a very strong dollar because everybody, of course, immediately annualized the move. And everyone thought that, hey, if the dollar index jumped a full dollar over 100, then the strong dollar is going to be that much more effective in fighting inflation along with the higher interest rates. However, at that time, the 10-year was trading at 2.3% for the 10-year. And so Friday morning, we woke up to reality. And reality was that the 10-year was at 220, not 230. In fact, right now it's about 219. And the dollar came back from 100 to 98 and change in the dollar index. So immediately you've seen a softer dollar. You've seen higher and better rates not come through, but lower rates, which are more inflationary, all of which caused all the shorts, and I've been saying that we've had too many bears in the woods to try and cover, and they were scrambling to cover all morning because it was a Friday get me out for the weekend day as well. Now, going forward, we see that the next option expiration will be December the 28th for the January futures contract, which, if in the money, will become futures contracts from the options. And we've seen a lot of the puts, or so-called options to sell contracts, become in the money, which means there'll be a lot of futures contracts, and so there's been a lot of trading against it, where traders who had sold gold short by buying puts were covering. And so now interest rates are down, and open interest is up 9,900 contracts, which means that we've had a tremendous amount of bargain hunting and a tremendous amount of hedging all coming together, taking us back up to 400,000 contracts, and an area where if we close over 1,100, it will attract funds, asset allocators, back into the market.
George, let's talk about some of these big investors, especially the funds. I've argued for a while that the reason why the gold price is not running is because these funds just are not interested in investing in gold right now. You mentioned that $1,100 number being crucial to maybe bringing in some of these funds. Also, these gold futures, the open interest sitting at just over 400,000 contracts. Does this tell you that these guys are taking a little bit more positive outlook on gold, or they're still just sitting on their hands?
I think they're sitting on their hands, but they're starting to nibble, and they're starting to get in each other's way. But don't forget, you still have tax selling that weighed on the market. You had Venezuela having to sell 80 tons of gold this last quarter in order to be able to pay off their bonds in January and February. You've had the continued deterioration of crude oil for a number of reasons, which are both technical and fundamental. There was a comment that there were 8 million reasons why crude was down, which meant the 8 million barrels of buildup that we've had. And, of course, that meant that all these funds that own both gold and oil and the grains, such as corn, wheat, and soybeans, all had huge margin calls. And the easiest thing to liquidate to get cash was, of course, gold.
What's your outlook for 2016 in terms of gold bullion, the price?
I'm looking for higher prices. I'm looking for stimulus in Europe to help. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for stimulus in the Far East. I'm looking for 18 million car year, and which is why you've had a bit of a bid in copper as well. And I think that you have to remember we've had better housing figures, better U.S. economic figures. The Fed has done their homework, or they wouldn't have done what they've done. And so I think we're going to see, with wages increasing, some beginning of inflation, which is the real reason to own gold. And so I'm increasing my asset allocation from 5% to 10% in gold.
Good to hear, George. And I think that from your comments on the Fed doing their homework, they do believe that inflation will pick up, and that is a key driver to the price of gold. So if we are going to see higher gold prices, we will need inflation to get back on the radar, some figures to show us that inflation is here, and I believe continued money printing from other countries around the world, because I don't think the Fed is going to be doing that, at least right around the corner. We are in this environment where they continue to talk about when they're going to raise interest rates next. George, always appreciate it.
I don't think it was an accident that yesterday you had the devaluation of the Argentine peso as well, another debasement of currency.
Mm-hmm. All right, George, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with Byron King.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, Al and myself are joined by Byron King. He writes the newsletter Outstanding Investments, which is published by Agora Financial. Byron is one of my favorite commentators to have on this program to talk about pretty much anything. Byron, before we get into your quick take on what you thought of the Fed interest rate hike, I want to talk about oil with you, because oil this week, it looks like even to close the week, will close under $35 a barrel for crude. It kept on touching this level throughout the week and bouncing. This is a pretty beat-up industry right now. Where do you see oil and even some of the energy companies moving into 2016?
Well, it's great to be with you. And just to jump right on top of your question, I see oil moving lower, and I see the oil markets being rougher and tougher on the oil industry, literally from top to bottom. I mean, the only people who are doing well in the oil business right now are, you know, kind of the downstream refiners, the chemical guys, big users, you know, railroads, airlines, truckers, you know, and of course our listeners at the gas pump. I mean, you know, depending where you live and what the state tax is on your fuel, I mean, you know, you got to be paying under $2 a gallon for gas. I mean, otherwise, if you're paying more, it's all taxes. Blame your governor, you know, but otherwise you're benefiting. But the whole supply chain, all the way up, you know, to everything, to the big rigs offshore, to the geologists in the field, the geophysics guys, the oil service guys, they are sucking for air, and they're going to be sucking for air for quite a while longer.
You know, I guess a really good way to put it, I'm looking at the live market right now for oil, and we're down, in terms of West Texas, we're down to $34.58. Brent is down to $36.74. I got to tell you, I'm not a bit surprised. We've had commentators on our show, for the most part, basically looking for oil to be in the $20 barrel range. Doc is saying that, and Rick Ackerman is saying that, and it sounds to me like you're saying the same thing, Byron. Having said that, what caused all of this, in your opinion?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, the classic, you know, too much supply, not enough demand. I mean, demand growth has been slower because of slow economic growth across the world. I mean, whether it's the China story, you know, the air going out of the tires there, whether it's the other BRICS, you know, the Brazil, India, Russia, South Africa, you know, all these emerging countries are unemerging, so to speak. I mean, they're not emerging nearly as fast. I mean, all of that corruption and, you know, kleptocracy and everything else has caught up with them. There are some things that are structural. I mean, in places like the U.S. and Europe and Japan, you know, which are huge oil users, I mean, every time you trade in an old car and you buy a new car, you're getting a car that gets 20, 30, 40% better mileage, you know. So, and I'm not even counting, you know, the replacement with, say, electric vehicles or hybrid electrics. I mean, if you trade in your old gasoline car and you buy a new gasoline car, it is a better, more fuel-efficient car. So those are structural things. Other things, you know, baby boomers are aging. When baby boomers get old, not me, of course, not you, yeah, but when the other baby boomers get old, they drive less and they slow down. I don't slow down. You don't slow down. But, you know, some people do. So there are structural aspects to the demand side. And then the supply side, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, the oil sands of Canada came on, huge investment. I mean, you're not going to uninvest it. You're not going to fill up all those holes in Canada. They're selling oil at $20 a barrel out in Alberta, out of the oil sands. I mean, how do you compete against that? The U.S. tight oil has set a new kind of marginal cost for a barrel in terms of global amounts. Saudi is still, you know, Saudi is having a... It's this head-butting contest with, like, the rest of OPEC as well as Russia. Everybody's trying to set themselves up to hold market share for when the Iranians come back into the market with a million, million and a half, 2 million barrels a day over, say, the next 2 years. I mean, so it's not a pretty picture. If you want to see another not pretty picture, you would look at a map of the tankers of the world, the oil tankers of the world. And when you go to areas that are real heavy tanker traffic areas like the Gulf Coast, like the Houston Ship Channel, I mean, you'll see just dozens of tankers parked offshore. You know, what used to be a 1 or 2 or 3 day trip up the ship channel to unload your cargo. I mean, you've got tankers waiting a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks offshore to get in just because there's so much oil and there's no place to put it on shore. All the oil tank terminals are filled. So it's not a seller's market. It's a seller's market if you want to sell it cheaper, I guess you could say.
Now, Byron, looking at all these negative signs out there, which I agree with you, I don't think there's really one positive sign out there for the oil industry. But when we talk about the supply and demand, the millions of excess barrels of oil that are just waiting to or for somebody to buy them, do you think that traders are realizing this? And if anything starts to change in any of these metrics, either China's speeding up or, I don't know, somebody taking some production offline, do you think the market can change quickly or will it be a slow change?
Oh, that's a nice question. You just recalled in my mind out of like the deep memory storage, you know, there's that old Wall Street expression that, you know, a rising market climbs a wall of worry, you know. I mean, yeah, the market might be going up, but everybody's always worried and kind of, you know, moaning and groaning about it every inch of the way. If the oil markets turn around, I assure you that it will be a wall of worry because no matter how good the good news is that somebody claims is good news about oil. Oh, demand's going up. Oh, supply's tightening. No matter what that news sounds like, the traders are going to be worried. Everybody's going to, you know, okay, I'll buy a little bit more. I'll pay a little bit more. But they're going to have that finger on the sell button as well. I mean, nobody can possibly afford in any sense of the word to take a risk of a climbing, rising oil market without having, you know, without having somebody standing 24/7 watch over that sell button, because it could change in a heartbeat.
I'd like to switch over, if you don't mind, to the conventional markets a little bit. We have been saying on the show, for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, that we didn't look for a lot of good tidings, for lack of better terms, in the conventional markets in the near future. Right now, it looks like we were fairly accurate. I mean, the Dow at one point today was down 300 points. Hard to say where it's going to close, but it is not a good place to be right now. Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I echo you that it's not a good place to be, and if you haven't lightened up yet, I think that it's not too late to lighten up, because you will definitely, I think, in my humble opinion, you will look back a month or two or 3 months from now and you will wish that you had lightened up in the conventional markets. Now, having said that, every company has its own management. Every company has its own way of doing things. Some companies are run better than others, you know, and so you want to look at the fundamentals all the time. What are the assets? Who are the people? You know, what's the market? What's the cash flow? You know, you want to look at all of the metrics of the company. rather than just sort of wave your arms and say, oh, you know, the economy's doing this or interest rates are doing that. Yeah, you know, spend a little time on that. Spend a lot of time looking at fundamentals of specific companies. But when you look at the fundamentals of a lot of companies, what do you see? You see a lot of, you know, to be very kind and charitable, you see financial engineering, which is another term to be less charitable of, you know, fraud and fakery. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, indict people with, you know, legal fraud and all that, but it's just sort of just the idea that, you know, oh, we're going to borrow money and we're going to buy back shares. Well, okay, that's nice. You're going to borrow money, buy back shares. You have fewer shares, same profits, the more, you know, higher earnings per share, that kind of financial engineering. Okay, so you drove the share price up by borrowing money and buying back shares, or by taking the money that you would use for R&D, you're taking your profit and buy back shares. Okay, you've financial engineered your share price higher. Now what? Now where do you go? Where's your next product? Where's your next market? Where's your next, you know, big tranche of cash flow coming? You know, how, you know, what's your plan after the next, you know, quarter or two or three? You know, you've done so much work to please Wall Street. You know, now what? You know, where do you go from here? So I think right away that is a big looming problem hanging over the conventional markets and over many, many, many a specific company. Even really, I mean, company. I like Boeing, for example. I mean, Boeing's a well-run company. But, I mean, they just announced the other day, I think it was a big number, $14 billion of share buybacks. I mean, geez, oh, man, that's a lot of money to buy back your own shares with. Holy smokes, you know. I mean, don't they have something better to do with that money? Well, I guess not. That's what we're going to do with it. Northrop Grumman, $4 billion share buy.
That's a very good point. But let me just say one thing here to make myself perfectly clear. I don't think the conventional markets right now are a particularly good place to be. But I do want to say this. We, in terms of the Corlin family, aren't moving any of our money out of the conventional markets. We're not putting any fresh money in it, but we're not moving out of it. And the reason I'm saying that, you hit the nail on the head, Byron, when you said, you know what, it's all about financial engineering. I agree. I don't mind a 10% correction. I don't mind a 15% correction with all the stuff that's going on that I simply don't understand. So we are standing pat in the conventional market, but I wouldn't go into it any heavier.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.